Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Let's pass the mic over to producer Donald. What's going on?
I've got a statistic today. Today we're saying 31% of people admit they've done this just because it was free. What have you done because it was free?
Oh, the Lewis. The Lewis, the Lewis is free, isn't it?
The Lewis is not free.
Isn't it?
No, and you know it's not.
Oopsie.
Safety Steve.
I'm only messing. I'm joking.
Nope.
It's all right.
I used to think the trams in Prague were free when I lived over there.
Till you got fired.
Till I got kicked off one by a very grumpy man at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I had no money.
Oh.
It was not a good look.
You were extradited from there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Not that much.
No, it's not the answer.
All right. Is it taking stationery from work? Because, you know, Una.
Yeah. And from other people in work.
Stationery is free everywhere, really, when you think about it.
But not no, when, it's not.
Not when someone owns it and it's not. Yeah.
I'm taking all your pens again.
You did take all my pens again. I came back to my desk and there was Una sneaking through my bag. She had lifted over the actual flap at the front and she's... when I say... I'm now down to... So I've got this one pen and...
Well, I took one of your good ones.
I now have two pens left and one of them is dry. It doesn't work. I only have the highlighter partners that I use to highlight bits on a sheet. So Una notices it.
I only do it because you get your knickers in a twist about it.
No,
it's
you
so
don't.
Funny.
You don't.
Yeah, and you know I always need to have a pen in my hand. It's just a tick that I have. I need to have it.
Listen here, you tick. I bought you a box of 50 pens...
But they're all missing. They're gone now into the abyss. God knows where they are. Do you know what I mean?
You need help.
They're probably on my island.
Yeah, probably. Clogging up your sink.
Yeah.
It's not taking
okay,
stationery.
Okay, can I hear it one more time?
No.
I'm not talking to you.
31% of people admit they've done this because it was free. What is it?
Oh, is it taking the bread from work?
Like the loaf?
Yeah, we used to get free bread here and, when times were hard, coming up to the end of the month, from the 20th to the 25th,
you take one of them loaves.
You take the loaf of bread.
Ah, Brennan's no amount here.
Living like students, what?
Is it that?
No, it's not that.
Okay,
no.
087 1102 and 07. The question is, 31% of people admit they've done this just because it was free. What is it? What are your guesses? 087 1102 and 07. Producer Donald, what's your question, please?
Question is, 31% of people admit they've done this just because it was free. What is it, please?
Alicia reckons it's mini soaps and shampoos and hotels.
That's a very good guess. It's not the answer, though.
Is it not? No.
Yeah.
It's
especially at the fancy hotels.
You always
you get
do
the good
that,
gear.
Yeah, it's you love a fancy hotel. Una brings the screwdriver because you know the way some hotels have the soaps like screwed to the wall in the showers. You get a phone call into your room. Hello, how are you? Have you a Phillips head down there?
Not the answer, I'm afraid.
Is it steal the condiment packets at cafes and restaurants? My car is filled with them.
Oh, yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that when they got a bottle of it at home.
I know, but it's handy to have, like, I would always keep salt sachets with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
For my eggs, in case they run out in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have them in my bag.
Yeah. No, it's not the answer. Good thinking, though.
I have a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Posters in the cinema. You know, if you go to the cinema, they might have, posters for like new movies that are out. They'd be like limited edition and stuff. I've loads of them.
Like
but
behind the frame, you mean?
No, just like on the counter.
They sometimes
have posters for like a movie. It's usually sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Is that no?
No, it's not that. No.
Stickers in a clothes shop?
Stickers in a clothes shop?
Yeah.
That's a good guess. No, it's not. No.
Okay.
Never even thought of that.
Stickers, yeah, you get stickers sometimes in clothes shops or trainer shops.
Stickers?
Yeah, stickers.
Oh, like with the logo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never get them, no?
No, never. No. Never. Oh, in the doctors, you get a lollipop, and sometimes you can like swipe a couple of them when you're putting your hand in.
What?
You get a lollipop.
Well, if the twins are with me, like I'm
six,
like
six.
Oh God, they're asking for lollipops. I'm so sorry.
It's got to be lollipops, isn't it?
No, it's not the answer.
How many children have you got? Don't you judge me.
No, do you want the answer?
Yeah, please.
31% of people admit that they park somewhere far away from where they're going just because it's free instead of paying for a cab, you know.
Yeah,
pay for the ticket closer.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Too lazy. No, you wouldn't do that.
No, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Too lazy.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You'd be willing to get a clamp if you could park it up on the curb outside the door.
Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Kira's in Galway this morning. Good morning, Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Thanks very much. Ready to face the world and go into work today, yeah?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
You're a butcher from what I believe.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, where do you work, Kira?
I work in my local Super Value.
Very good. And can I ask you a question about being a butcher now? Because... myself, I think we disagree about this. So do you get annoyed, right, when customers come up to you and they say, oh, I'll take 3 chicken breasts, but will you dice them up for me?
That's the worst job, is chopping chicken fillets.
I know, it's awful. I hate touching the chicken.
That's why we get the butchers to do it.
Oh, you get the butchers to do it?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's people like Cooper now, Kira, that are making your job a lot harder.
Yes.
you got the sharp knife and you got the fancy gloves, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Can't cut yourself, it's all good.
Yeah.
And do a lot of people ask you to do that?
Yeah, a lot.
And they love it. They love it. The butchers love it when they ask.
No, they don't.
They do.
They're listening to Kira.
You know,
she doesn't like touching the chicken and you're making her do it.
But she's got gloves on.
You can buy your own gloves and cut your own chicken, lazy.
Hey, I know that the butchers there trying to make ends meet.
And what is the most popular thing that people are getting these days? Sorry, I'm very nosy about food.
Yeah, kind of chicken is good, or beef. Yeah, chicken and beef really would be most popular.
Okay, very good. Good to know.
Excellent.
Okay, Kira, are you ready to play Rhyme It and hopefully win the contents of my drawers?
Oh, God.
What?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. All right.
We're going to give you words and you've got to rhyme every single answer with that word. The word to rhyme this morning is...
Shot. S-H-O-T, shot. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. Your time starts now.
Be careful drinking fresh coffee. It might be too what?
Hot.
When I tie my laces tightly, I usually can't untie the what?
Knot.
I will have a lovely bottom if I do this regularly at the gym.
Squat.
A computer program simulating human conversation is a chat what?
Bot.
The mucus in your nose is called what?
Snot.
When my friend gets one of these, I like to pop them.
Spot.
Time is up. It's a pretty good score.
It's a pretty good score.
Level playing Woo! Field. You got 6.
Oh.
So you were tied at the top, Kira.
Oh, good. That's nice to hear.
It is good. So if your score is not bet tomorrow, that means that we will spill the wheel with yourself and Quiva on it. And whoever's name pops up will be the winner and get the contents of Una's drawers. How exciting is that?
Oh, I can't wait to hear the phone call tomorrow.
Me neither. Neither can I. All right. Thank you so much, Kira. Go and enjoy work and shout out to all the butchers. Give them a high five for us.
And if someone asks you to dice your chicken, just go like this to talk. Bye, Kira.
See you, Kira.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's how you play Rhyme It. Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Get it off your chest. If there's something that is maybe niggling at you, maybe if you've come across something or something happens on the daily, you're just like, this drives me mad and I want to get it off my chest, send us a WhatsApp, 087-1102-107.
This is from Tim and this has set my teeth on edge already. Hi guys, I need to get this off my chest before I actually lose my mind. I'm part of a team and work at the moment working on a big project, and I swear in my life I am doing about 95% of the actual work. Late evenings, fixing problems, pulling everything together, the whole lot. Meanwhile, there's one guy on the team who has done absolutely nothing. Nothing is in caps. And I don't mean not much. I mean, he contributes zero. He sits there all day and somehow still manages to look busy. Mm-hmm. I know his type. He keeps popping into the boss with updates, talking like he's the one running the whole thing, dropping in little comments like, yeah, we're making great progress. We, who is we? Because it's definitely not him. Now the boss thinks he's working himself into the ground. He's been praised, thanked, even given days off in caps because he deserves a break after all his hard work. I nearly choked when I heard it. I'm sitting there exhausted, actually doing the job, watching this man live out a fantasy career where he's the hero of a story he's not even in. What do I do? Do I say something and risk looking petty, or do I keep quiet while this lad wins Employee of the Year for breathing? Tim and Mead.
Oh my God, I'm getting Employee of the Year.
What?
I was like, hey, yes. I was off yesterday.
Oh, wow. All right. So
somebody's doing all the work and somebody's getting the praise for it, or taking, accepting all the praise for it.
So much fury. Like, this would send me into an absolute frenzy. The injustice of it, Cooper. The unfairness. Now, it reminds me of a time I remember doing a project on County Westmead when I was in fifth class. And two other girls, right? And none of them did any work on it.
Name and shame.
Yeah. Now, we ended up getting gold stars and a couple of Milshons, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And how I begrudge those girls of the Milshons. They were my Milshons by right. They shouldn't have got them. And this, and Tim, this man should not be getting days off. You should be the one getting days off. Seriously. This man's like a broken arrow. He's no use and he can't be fired.
Very good. Oh, I'm going to say that deserves this. Yeah.
Oh, good. Tim, you need, I'm sorry if it sounds petty. You need to go to the boss. You need to be camping outside HR, banging on the door and say, he does nothing. I'm doing it all myself.
This is why a paper trail is always very handy, especially if you're working on a project which is meant to be a team project, where you put in like a thread of what everybody's working on. And so whether you're using a document or a worksheet or just emails or anything like this, and keep documents and proof of everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And if Macy McMacy face isn't actually inputting, it's very clear.
You see, there's a problem there, though. I do foresee a problem. I think the boss kind of has him as a pet, and the boss won't like it when he realises... He might still like your man there. He, you know, could be boys' club vibes.
Ah, no, you can't do that, though, can you? It's a boy. What, really?
Yeah. The patriarchy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gender pay gap. There I said there it. I'm only joking. I'm right. Joking.
No,
I'm
no,
joking.
It's fine. No, not really. And but anyway. It is an issue.
It is an issue.
It is an issue.
Listen, go back to Tim. Watch a Tim do 087-1102-107.
Don't apply here. Run a mile, because Una will just hit you up with all these kind of accusations. It'll be your fault.
I'm not.
Because,
no. No.
Oh, another man coming in here to work. Oh, sure, you're on more money than me. Just because
hey,
of the
that's
junk
the truth.
In your trunk.
Hey, that's the truth. Oh, yeah. What did you say?
I didn't say anything. Okay, 087-1102-107. What should Tim do? Maybe confront the person, tell the boss, and kind of like have all the evidence down of like basically this is the share of the work, and that person's going in and taking the...
100%. Difficult to confront someone like that, though, because they have like a brass neck.
And the kahunas.
And the kahunas. To go with it.
Yeah, all right. 087-1102-107. Tim in Meath is getting it off his chest this morning because he's having a bit of an issue with a work colleague taking all the credit in it.
And he's doing nothing. He does absolutely nothing. So Tim is doing 95% of the actual work. And he's staying late. He's pulling everything together, the whole lot, fixing problems. And your man sits there doing nothing, but yet he has the Lee Roadie to go into the boss, and he's like giving the boss all the updates, saying, yeah, we turned a corner there, boss. We're making great progress, blah, blah, blah. And the boss, as a result, has given this guy days off because he says, listen, you're working too hard. You're too stressed out. You need some time off. And he's doing nothing. And this is driving, the injustice is driving Tim crazy.
Amy has said on 087-1102-107, get the person who's taken all the credit to do a presentation, but hide and delete all the work. Like, so hide all the work that you've done.
Oh, I like this. So, yeah, that's genius.
So when the presentation comes, just put it like a password on it and say, well, obviously, if you've done the work, you know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, God, that is bad.
In front of everybody, like, so boardroom presentation. You got the whiteboard. You got the projector going on. Okay, guys, let's go to the charts. How it doesn't work. Oh, you should have it there.
You know what? Karma is... Karma's a bitch. You know what I mean? It is. Tim needs to grow a pair and confront the lazy lad and tell the boss what's happening. Take a stand, Tim, for the love of God. Or he didn't eat him. Yeah, that's true. Brian says Tim should down tools and see how fast the boss realises the crack then. Oh yeah, just stop working. Just say, no more. I want my days off too.
Yeah, needs justice. Justice needs to be served. But the person
needs to be served.
But the person, you can't just like get the justice and, you know, as in, but the person needs to be called out. And
he's a spoofer.
Be found. Yeah, but like if he's a good spoofer, he'll never be found out. So you need to make it a situation where they are found out. And I like that about the whole kind of like get them to do the presentation, but don't give them any of the actual work.
Yeah, but he could find a reason then not to do the presentation or call in sick, say he's stressed. And then the boss will give him more time out.
Okay. All right. Keep your WhatsApps coming. 087 1102 107. Right. Let's focus in on this. Getting it off your chest this morning. This is juicy. This person, Tim, is he's not getting the credit he deserves, is he?
No. So he's doing all of the work at work on this big project that they're doing. He says he's doing 95% of the work. And there's one fella on the team who does absolutely nothing. Yet he's going into the boss talking like he's the one running the whole thing, dropping in comments like, yeah, we're making great progress. And the boss has ended up giving him days off because he says he deserves a break with all the work he's doing. And Tim is just like, oh my God, this is so unfair. The injustice, what do I do?
That's so frustrating. Maureen sent a WhatsApp on 087-1102-107 saying, they're in every job. Common lick arses. Fill him with wrong updates and let him hang himself out to dry.
That's brilliant.
That's not a bad idea as well. We got this voice note on 087-1102-107.
Good morning, iRadio. This is Anna from Athlone. My advice,
hey, Anna,
about a project, just if it's not finished, just don't do it anymore. Just do other tasks, but not be involved in the project anymore. And therefore, the boss will see that there's no progress.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, maybe he will start looking for the reasons for. But I wouldn't be doing any more of it.
Well, I don't know about not doing any more of it. Maybe do it, but hide it from the person who's taking the credit for it. And if they're taking the credit for it, hide it from them. And then when the boss is looking for an update, just say, well, actually, sorry, if you just look over here, I have all of it here that I've done from the very beginning.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
I myself.
Yeah.
Okay, keep him coming in for Tim. We need to help him.
Get it off your chest. Anthony, you want to get off your chest? Somebody doing all the work for you instead, Una?
Yeah, poor Tim is having a mare at work. He's doing all the work. He's taking on all the responsibility on a project that's happening, working long hours. He's putting out fires. Poor man is Rhett Cooper.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's another lad on his team that literally does nothing. Niente. Nada. But he talks the talk. So he does be going into the boss with the lingo and saying, oh, we've done this and we turned a corner and blah, blah, blah. So the boss loves him. And the boss has actually given this lad time off because he says, oh, you're working too hard. You know, you're burnt out. You need some days off.
There is many people giving this opinion.
Is, I don't know. It sounds like the co-worker is the boss.
I don't know about that.
If there is more in on the project, could Tim get one of them to approach the boss and say, listen here, lad, your man is trailing his ding-dongs and getting all the cred. That's from Magella. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my God. Barry says, keep making the project and let him take credit for it, but make it as confusing as possible that it doesn't make sense. But let the boss know what's going on and let them present it to make themselves look like a dope.
As in let him...
Yeah.
The lazy lad presented.
Yeah, so like if the lazy lad doesn't have any idea of what the what's been inputted into the project and it's all idea generation, we don't know what it's about. But
yeah.
But give him the whole thing, but like make it complete nonsense, but let the boss know.
Let the boss know, yeah.
Just let them know so they just land themselves in it.
This guy's a spoofer.
He is a spoofer. All right, 087-1102-107.
There was a guy in our parish, Mickey, and he was doing a lot of projects. Now, he wasn't meant to be doing those projects, but he was doing them. But round about the Christmas time, anyway, three of those projects came to fruition.
Okay.
And there were three babies born. And the three babies had a shocker idea, the same as Mickey. But Mickey got wind of it anyway, that this was underway, and off he went to America. Now, he tried not to take credit for the projects, and the men that were meant to be doing the projects weren't happy about it. But when he got a great nickname out of it. Anyway, he didn't come back in the parish again, but he got a great nickname because when we reversed back when he was doing the projects, when he started them,
yeah,
we took the 9 months back and he got the nickname of Spring Mickey.
Okay. Spring Mickey.
All right. Keep your WhatsApps coming in. 087-1102-107. What should Tim and Meath do about this person who's taking all the credit and going to the boss and getting time off? Absolutely curse. 087-1102-107. If you'd like to get something off your chest, just like Tim and Meath this morning, who's annoyed with his co-workers doing all the work, you can send us a WhatsApp. 087-1102-107. And let us know what's going on. Anything that's small. Anything that, even if it's about your other half. Do you know what I mean? Or your workmates doing it?
Your workmates, yeah, yeah. Sure thing.
Yeah.
So poor
I feel seen during this one, by the way.
Oh, do you? Yeah, as the lazy lad. As the lazy lad. I feel seen too. So poor Tim is having a nightmare at work because he's doing all the work, taking on all the responsibilities, staying late, yada, 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 putting out fires everywhere. But the other fella on the project is taking all of the credit for it, and he goes into the boss, talking the talk, talking the lingo. The boss loves him, has given him time off.
Yeah.
And poor old Tim is there going, oh my God, I'm killing myself at work and no one cares. So what should poor Tim do?
Well, we've been getting loads of advice on 087-1102-107. People saying that, like, give your man all the wrong information and let your man present it, which is really good advice.
Yeah.
Or maybe Tim should, like, just go to the boss and say that he's the one doing all the work and that your man's been doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I think that is the most sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
But Niamh says she got angry listening to this.
Good.
Niamh and Portly. So she has compiled a list of nicknames for the co-worker.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, yeah.
So number one is Cordless. Only works for 2 hours.
Love it.
Kit Kat. Always wants a break. Seaweed. Just floats around all day.
Yeah.
Sensor Light. Only works if someone walks past.
Very good.
Or Wheelbarrow.
What's that?
Only works when pushed. That's you. That's you.
Me?
You're a wheelbarrow.
How dare you?
Yeah, you're a sensor light.
You're a bag of Kit Kats. All right, if you want to get something off your chest, 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
That's Cooper and Una for the moment, because things could be happening. When I say things could be happening, my co-host here could be in a fisticuffs fight with my sister.
No way!
Yeah. Well, listen, Cooper, on what was it, Tuesday's podcast, because I was off yesterday, and we were talking about why I was off yesterday. Actually, do you know what? Let's have a listen to the bit, and my sister heard this, and there could be war, because you were part of the big discussion when we were out for dinner on Tuesday night. Have a listen.
Yourself and your sisters.
Yeah, me and my sisters.
Yeah.
Sadie and Nikki.
Sadie?
Yeah, she's changing it. Have I not told you this? And this is where it starts. Oh, this is the thing.
Stop now. Her name is Sandra. She can't be coming along willy-nilly and taking other women's names.
So, Sandra, my mom wanted to call Sandra Sarah, and my dad didn't want her to be called Sarah because people would call her Sadie.
What's wrong with Sadie?
I don't know. I think maybe there was a Sadie in the family over the years, and
she wasn't liked.
Possibly not.
Yeah.
this all came up in conversation because we were all looking at the census that we were all, you know, the census.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
And so
no, your sister has been wanting to be called Sadie for a long time.
Yeah. So that's the thing. She said because we saw the Sadie in the family tree.
All right. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I've always wanted to be called Sadie, and I'm like, well, why don't we just call you Sadie? So we've changed her name to Sadie on all our phones and stuff.
That's cringe.
What? Why is it cringe?
It just is.
Why is it cringe?
You can't just take a name. Her name is Sandra. It's not Sadie. That's like me. I'm Una, but I want to be called Orla. So from now on, call me Orla.
Cooper and Orla. Yeah.
But I don't want to be called Orla.
I'm going to get Niall to change all the imaging.
You can't do that. Tell
I radio with Cooper and Orla.
No. And there's so many Sadies around now. So many Sadies. There's a lot of Sadies.
Let my sister have this.
No, I'm not. Sorry. Sorry, Sandra. You can't just come along willy-nilly and saying, I am done being a Sandra. Now I'm a Sadie. Right. I'm done being a Nuna. Now I'm a Melanie.
So you had a proper rant on our podcast.
Well,
you can
Sadie
listen to
is my daughter's name. Like, Sandra cannot turn around. It's shocking.
She can't.
Like,
why
what's
not?
She going to do? She's going to tell her friends, don't call me Sandra anymore. Just call me Sadie. No, love. I will not, because your name is Sandra. And That's the hill I'll die on.
Okay, well, my entire family heard that podcast.
I can't believe you actually played it for them.
They listen, Una.
Oh, my God.
Like, unlike your family, my family supports my career choices. All right? And here's the thing. I have an audio WhatsApp voice note from my sister with a reaction to what you said, and that is on the way. Una had a rant on our podcast, Breakfast Rolled, about my sister wanting to change a name from Sandra to Sadie. Why's the cringe?
It just is.
Why's the cringe?
You can't just take a name. Her name is Sandra. It's not Sadie. That's like me. I'm Una, but I want to be called Orla. So from now on, call me Orla.
Cooper and Orla. Yeah.
But I don't want to be called Orla.
I'm going to get Niall to change all the imaging. So here's the thing. It's your prerogative. If you want to change your name, you can change your name, Una.
Yeah, but you'll have to go to the courts or whatever you need to do. Go to the police and, you know, get it all sorted.
Go to the police.
Well, what do you have to do to get a name change in this country? I don't know, but you can't just turn around and say,
watch this,
call me Sadie.
Watch this. Hey, how you doing? Do you want a job on the radio? Sure. Well, what do you want to do? I don't know. We'll do breakfast. Yeah, cool. You're going to be on with Una. What do you want to do? I said, could you just call me by my second name instead of my first name?
That's fine. Cooper is still your name, though. It's still your surname.
Is it my real surname, though?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So my sister, my whole family heard this. We listened to it over dinner in a restaurant.
Oh, God.
In a restaurant.
Listen to this. Shocking.
Unbelievable. You ruined dinner, Rina.
I didn't ruin dinner.
You ruined dinner. And my sister has sent this. My sister, who's got a very high profile job. My very important sister, who works in the tech industry,
right,
in a high profile job that I don't understand what she does, has sent this.
Hi, Una. It's Sadie here.
Oh.
Also known as Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say, I think it's an awful bold move saying that I can't just use any other name.
Yeah, Una.
But not everyone has impeccable taste in names like I do. But I'll let you have your opinion for the moment. There was always another Sandra around, but never another Sadie, apart from my aunt, who was actually lovely.
Yeah, you said she was horrible, isn't it?
I didn't.
And I think it's an absolutely beautiful name.
It is.
So I'm not mad at you, but I am a little bit disappointed.
Oh, not mad. I'm just disappointed.
At, you know, how you're thinking about it. So I'll give you some time to adjust, and you can let me know when you've come around to my way of thinking.
Thanks, Sadie.
Sandra, when I meet you, I'm sure you are a lovely, wonderful person. I know you are, in fact, but I will not call you Sadie. Your name is Sandra. That's just... Sorry. Anyway, Sadie's my little girl's name. Your sister
so can't. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I knew we get down to the crux of it. Like, if Sandra decided she wanted to be called Concepta, you'd be
I'd
like...
Be like, Let her off. Yeah. Concepta's beautiful. I'll call her Concepta, no problem.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.